Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You should just have heard Sophie's laugh. It is hysterical. And what a brilliant way of starting our newest episode of Keeping It Real. Thank you so much for listening in. To all you new ones, a very, very big warm welcome.
Welcome, everybody. Happy to be back in the saddle, as it were, in Caroline's lovely kitchen. I've just had the most delicious breakfast cooked
and
for me.
And delightful morning before delightful the delicious morning. Breakfast, because Sophie somehow arrived here and said, where are my car keys? And I'm like, how the hell did you get here without your car keys? And I think that's pretty amazing that Sophie's au pair could get out at the tube and Sophie could continue driving in her car without a car key, which meant that, of course, then she couldn't turn her car off, nor could she actually lock her car. The miracle of cars.
No, do you know what I did? I put a wish.
Tell us, darling.
I put a wish over the car. I managed to lock the back doors and the one passenger door, and then I parked it so closely to the car next to me so that nobody could get in the driver's door. So there's only one door left open. Then I called Eva Ann and I said, you're going to have to get back here like a bolt of lightning to get along my car.
With my car key.
I mean, as if.
That was the second part of Sophie's morning. The first part of Sophie's morning was having an intellectual conversation with Harry, her oldest son, about parenting skills. Because there is around Great Britain right now going to be.
Well, there's under wraps. Okay, you're not allowed to say
okay,
what it
so
is.
This is a secret. I'm going to share with you a secret. Someone out there is about to do a competition to find out who is the best parent in the United Kingdom. And funnily enough, they called up Sophie because they thought she was a brilliant candidate, which I can agree more. I think Sophie's a phenomenal mother. But what was hilarious was Sophie telling her children about it this morning.
So I decided to have this conversation with Finn and Harry. I do by no means think I qualify for this competition. But I said to Finn that Harry this morning, listen, darling, mummy had a call yesterday from a TV show who's doing this show on finding Britain's best parent. And they're looking at parenting strategies. Harry turned around and said, well, mummy, I'm not sure if we can apply for that. And I said, why is that, darling? And he said, I don't think the strategy is really working. And I said, why, darling? You know, we're happy. We do lovely things together. We stick to the rules for the main part. We do have our ups and downs, as do all families. But, you know, we seem to get through. And he's like, so what are you going to do when Finn runs out in the street without his shoes on and his school uniform, refusing to put his jumper on, won't let Ivan in the car, our lovely au pair, locks everybody out of the house, leaves Coco stranded in the dustbins? I was like, do you know what, Harry? You've got a fair point here. Yeah, we do jumble through. I am by far... far away from being the world's best parent, that's for sure.
Oh, but you're definitely one of Britain's, no doubt about it. You are a very special, amazing mummy. And you know what? It brings me actually to remember something which shows Sophie's extraordinary abilities. Because do you guys remember when poor little Harry got lost on the King's Road when Alex had to go to the bank? And what's amazing is when you make your children aware and conscious of where they are, the fact that Harry was able to think himself back to Joe and the Juice, where he remembered he had had a sandwich with Nico and I, and that he would be able to work his way back to our house from there. That thinking process, I think, has got a lot to do with the way we bring our children up.
I actually give him credit for that.
And I give you credit for that.
Thanks. I would love to take it, but I do. Harry is wired in a very unusually...
bright and extraordinarily gifted way.
Well, he's just so aware of everything. He's just so in tune and in touch with everything. You know, he listens to absolutely every conversation that goes on around him. So we have to be very careful what we say.
So you know what's amazing?
He's like a sponge. He's got one of those memories that just picks things up, remembers it. And then I said to Harry the other day, he was trying to explain something to Finn. Finn's hilarious questions like, Mummy, is Coco a girl? Yes, Finn, Coco's a girl. Is she going to lay an egg?
That's so sweet.
I was like, Finn, no. Only chickens and birds lay eggs. Not dogs or anybody else for that matter.
That
snakes.
Adorable.
And then Harry, of course, reeled off every single animal species that lays an egg for Finn because he knows that sort of thing. He's just a sponge. And then he's very good at explaining things to Finn. And actually he did explain that whole thing to Finn, thank the Lord, in his own way. And I said to him, you know, Harry, thank you so much for always really thinking out of the box and helping Mummy with these little challenges that we have from day to day times. And he's a real little angel. And I have to say, we haven't welcomed our lovely guest. So,
I was just going to
say, Harry's godmother is here this morning.
The beautiful, gorgeous, incredible stylist to some of the most influential people in the country. We've got Jane Blight here.
Jane Blight, our fashion expert, because we know how much you've all been waiting for this. We are going to get all the scoop, all the download on the hidden away boutiques, the new styles, what's in, what's out, the trends, what suits your body type, what we should be wearing, what we shouldn't be wearing, fashion faux pas, fashion statements, all things fashion. Jane Blight, welcome to the kitchen.
And I'm just going to explain to you what Jane looks like. She is in this extraordinary pair of Nike trainers with this fabulous heel. Then she's got leggings that when I was a child used to be swimming costume material. When I then became a teenager, they became the wonderful, very thick, glossy tight that Wolf had created.
Yes.
And now they're just a fabulous pair of, I'm not quite sure if they're workout trousers or what they are, but they are so fabulous. And then she's wearing this gorgeous Paco Rabanne top. I thought they only made sunglasses.
Well, Paco Rabanne has had a revamp. They've just relaunched.
It's fabulous.
And not only are they, you know, remember the chainmail dresses that Paco Rabanne used to do? So they've brought those back and they've launched sportswear. And it's really cool. So
That top is amazing.
They do everything, the leggings, the crop tops, the little jackets. This new collection's in, I think it's like a bubblegum pink, grey, black, and it's got the logo on it, but it's not too...
Well, it's definitely standout. I would be very gym workout wear envy here.
So I'm going to ask Jane a question, which is actually also something Sophie and I have been speaking about a lot, because, you know, we went to this wonderful P-Volve event last week where we were all wearing Vali leggings and tops. Which Sophie's also wearing today. And I myself am in my sweaty beddy. It's actually supposed to be long johns and...
Is that a onesie?
It's No. It's a twosie. It's a twosie.
It looks great.
But the thing is, it's supposed to be underwear for ski wear. And the thing is, I think it's super cool. And I took my kids to school this morning. And the funny thing was, Josephine was like, are you seriously going to wear that today to school? Mummy, I can see your knickers. And I was like, well, darling, I'm going to wear a coat. So no one can see my bottom, that's for sure. But the thing is, I think this outfit's super cool. And I was just thinking, after we finish our podcast today, I've got a bum lift with Pietro Simone, that fabulous, fabulous, fabulous machine he's got going on. It's hysterical. First time it was painful. Last time it was borderline comfy. Today, I think I'm going to love it. But what I was going to say is that I'm going to go in this clothes. I'm going to go in my sweaty beddy, what looks like a onesie. It is,
I think it looks great. It looks fantastic.
But it is warm underwear, we'd call it in Denmark. And I'm actually also going to take it to lunch. So the big question for you, Jane, is today, more and more people are creating sportswear, which I feel you can translate from the gym to the office to a dinner party if you want to.
Okay, yes, I really want to talk about this because I personally...
Or have I totally misunderstood?
I personally, and a lot of my clients, are now spending as much money on their gym or loungewear, as we're calling it, as much as casual going out wear, workwear, because Whereas casual wear used to be based around jeans and cashmere, it's now based around gym wear, loungewear, because everybody is on the fitness, health regime, they're juicing, they're trying to do their Pilates or their Paula's Body Bar, as you guys are doing. And they want to be in something that you're able to work out in, but you know, you still look elegant and you can go for lunch, you can go and meet your friends, you can have a work meeting, and, you know, you're still looking chic.
Yeah, and actually that's massively important for me. But also I think we have to point out, you can't obviously stay in your lounge gym wear if you're going to do a run on the treadmill or a personal training session, because then you sweat. And I do choose exercises for, in a way, that reason. I don't like cardio anyway, but I also like to be able to do my workout, low impact, good for the muscles, but not breaking a sweat too much, that I don't have to go home, shower, do my makeup. And somebody asked me the other day on my Instagram, you wear makeup to the gym? And I said, yes, I do. Because after I leave my workout, I go straight to a meeting. I don't have the time to go home and change and get ready.
So where does the water and soap come in, Soph? Like, where does the water and soap come in?
Every 3 days, I have a car.
I'm just asking you this question because we do have a lot of Scandinavian listeners, and we Scandies are, we like our water, that's for sure. I don't know many Scandies
who don't. What are you trying to
who
say?
Don't. Well, the first thing we do, we wake up, we have a shower.
I do that.
So, therefore, Sophie carries a clean smell with her all the time. No, but you know, it's just hygiene to me is like...
No, ding, I get ding, up ding, at 6:30 a.m. every morning and I have my shower. I can't start my day without my shower. There's two reasons for that. One is I do like to... I'm a bit OCD. I have to feel clean. And I have to look clean. Otherwise, I don't feel together and confident and ready for my day. And I also need to wake up. And the only way I can do that is by standing under the shower for 10 minutes. So I get up at 6:30, shower for 10 minutes, do my morning skincare routine, which takes 5 minutes. And then I do the kids' breakfast. While they're eating it, I slap my makeup on.
Do you wear a shower cap?
Yes. And my God, is it unattractive.
But I think what Soph just said about the low impact exercises, exactly. I mean, you know, you're building up a bit of a sweat, but you're not doing a 10K run.
No.
So you're not drenched.
I used to do the running. And when I was doing the running, I wasn't working as much as I am now. So I could go home. I used to love Bikram. But Bikram's a 2-hour commitment. You do an hour and a half of the yoga. You sweat profusely. And you have to wash your hair afterwards. You do. Then you have to blow dry it. Then you can leave the house. And I don't have that time
anymore.
Yeah,
the hair is a nightmare with exercise.
Yeah, with long hair, you have to, you know, and I don't particularly love tying it up too much because then you leave with a hairband kink in your hair as well. True. So I do a pineapple head, I know you do this too.
I do the same.
Yeah.
Could you girls who have the long hair tell me who has the less long hair, what the hell is a pineapple head?
So you basically put your hair up on top of your head with a clip.
Bit Flintstone.
And you look like a pineapple.
I look like a Flintstone when I do it. Pebbles from Flintstone, I call it.
But it means that with a butterfly clip, which is one of those clippy clips, if you pile your head in a sort of loose bun on top of your head, you stick a clip in, when you let it go after the workout, it all tousles down in beachy waves.
Rather than
having a kink.
Do you know what else has come
divine.
Back? Do you know what else has come back in fashion?
Yes.
Scrunchies.
Oh, yeah.
Scrunchies are back with a vengeance. Mm. They're even designer scrunchies online now.
I'm not a massive scrunchie fan.
They have designer scrunchies now.
Are you, Jane, wearing scrunchies?
I haven't quite got back into the scrunchies. It's taken me back to the 80s, so I'm a bit worried.
It's extremely 80s. It's like scrunchies and cycle shorts.
Cycle shorts.
Don't know if I'm ever going to go that way.
Oh, no.
Shall we talk about cycle shorts?
Could we, please?
Do we need to?
One of the biggest trends this spring, summer... is cycle shorts.
Oh,
now,
I'm actually
going to get a pair. So, girls...
Well, you'll be able to pull them off. Jane's obviously able to pull anything off.
No. I am bordering here. It's bordering, should I be doing this or not? But they are tailored cycling shorts, slightly tailored.
Wow.
And you wear them with a long belted blazer and it's very chic with pumps.
What brand are we talking here?
Well, Tibby's doing an amazing pair and so is Off-White. And they are also Balmain, and they're doing, it's more like a tailored pair of cycling shorts. But the rest of the designers are doing the leather cycling shorts, which are very cool.
I'm definitely not going to be supporting this.
I think it's Balmain again. There's a couple of the designers on. I saw them on Net-a-Porter as well. And it, you know, the top of it has to be tailored. So the bottom bit is tight and leather. And it, you know.
And it has to be with a jacket.
Your knees have to be quite, you know, in good shape.
Well, there is a laser for the knees if they're a bit slightly.
And you know what Dr. Marwa told me about the other day?
Yeah, oh, I love
so
Dr. Marwa.
So Marwa, beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful
lovely,
Dr. Marwa.
Lovely Dr. Marwa.
From the wellness clinic in Harrods was telling me when I saw her the other day that she had just come back from Miami. And I asked her what she had done there. And she had done this extraordinary course of Botox in knees, Botox in elbows, and Botox in bottoms.
Really?
So she was saying this is the newest, most revolutionary treatment in Miami at the moment. Because when you do get to the other side of 40,
why do you need Botox?
You do lose tissue mass, and you even lose tissue mass. You even lose tissue mass around your knees and elbows.
Yes, I can understand that.
She's now going to start injecting baby Botox in knees and elbows to plump up the spaces where you're getting very wrinkly. And then she was saying that the new thing is the fact that we all would like to still have a Victoria's Secret shaped bum, and no amount of work can really lift that bottom
I
to the point
that
you want to.
I don't know why they haven't got a bra for a bottom
and
yet.
And so they are now using Botox.
Okay, interesting.
And yeah, it's
well,
very interesting.
Well, I think we should go and try that out and report back.
Well, as you know, right now I am doing Pietro Simone's sculpt in my bottom.
How are you noticing that, Caroline? How many sessions does one need to lift it?
So apparently you need 6. I've had 2. I can't quite yet see that it's lifted. Pietro can see it.
Your bottom looks good anyway.
But my sight isn't quite that brilliant. But the thing is like it's like a bottom massage, and it gets into the places that no one's ever been before.
Oh, good God.
And it's really quite wonderful. So I went there last week. I'm going again today. So, you know, he's got this lovely woman. First of all, she starts by doing this incredible massage.
Yes.
Feels great. Mm. And then Pietro comes in and he puts this band around my bum, and then he puts the machine inside the band.
Oh.
And then it goes.
Like a pneumatic drill.
Yeah, and then it goes ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And you start off at like 10 volts.
Yeah.
First time I went up to full 40 and I was dying. Second time I went up to 60 and it was nice. And they went slow. So they did it very gradually. And it was like, yes, yes, no. Yes, yes, stop. Yes, yes, continue. You know they're feeding girls, don't you?
Oh my goodness! We just had a whole education there on Caroline.
Well, I tried one. I tried
needs and likes.
I tried one. I think it was called Endosphere.
Oh yeah, they do that at Heather Bird's.
At Heather Bird's place. Yeah. So I went in for the trial one, which is why I'm asking Caroline about hers because it sounds amazing. And it was just a lovely bottom massage. I mean, I had
one there as well. Yeah,
even if it didn't
but
lift,
I have Flavia. You know, and Flavia does it by hand. Now, this is not for the faint-hearted.
Mm.
This is intense, deep tissue, cellulite breaking, bloody painful massage. But my God, does it work? I mean, she does 2 massages. She does the lymph nodes massage, which is where she drains your whole body from excess fluid and you feel amazing afterwards. And she also does the cellulite busting massage, which is where she breaks down all the fatty tissues and lifts your muscles and skin and tissue, but all by hand
about to say.
But
but
the machine doesn't hurt as much as the person.
Even if it doesn't lift so much, like you say, you know, we are expecting miracles. It's definitely breaking down the toxins and getting rid of your cellulite. So it's improving the texture in that area, which is also bad. Plus 40 plus, you know.
Yeah.
So I think they're all doing some good in the area.
I think so.
Even if it's not giving us quite the Victoria's Secret peach bottom. But.
Well, I think
so. I'm
going to
ask you, Jane, now, with these extraordinary bottoms, whether you like the Victoria's Secret version or you like the Kim Kardashian, because I know that there are people out there having actual implants put
which
into
apparently
their
bottoms. Are really dangerous, by the way. I've been reading some horrendous articles about butt implants.
Yeah, and especially when they rupture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
about... you've got to sit on them.
Well, of course. And I heard about a doctor who was doing a scan on someone. And it was, I mean, it was something as bizarre as she was having a scan in the lower part of her legs. And they found lymph nodes filled with silicone.
Oh.
And that was from a ruptured bottom implant.
Oh, that's horrible.
So but like, not so nice. Listen, but my question was,
yeah, I was gonna say, let's get back to fashion.
Shapes of bottoms. There are a lot of women out there who obviously are not 100% happy with their bottoms.
Yep.
And from a fashion perspective,
yeah.
I would love to know, Jane, what you think is... regardless of the size of your bottom, or maybe you can come in and say, if you have that kind of bottom, then that's the best. If you have that kind of bottom, that's the best. What is, whether it's a brand or whether it's a style, what is the best bottom shaper in fashion right now?
Oh, good question.
Well, I was just quickly going back to the bottom implants. I think you are really limiting yourself to what you can and can't wear. If you're putting those huge implants in, you're going to be sort of disproportionate on the bottom. So,
that's true.
You know, ready to wear collections. You know, they come in. You know, the sizings. You're going to find it very difficult to get something that's going to fit your bottom, your waist, and then your legs if you are putting those huge implants in and giving it the Kardashian proportions.
Mm.
So personally...
because she wears a lot of the stretchy...
Well, I was about to say...
yeah, the body kind.
When you do all this, you have to go stretchy.
Mm.
She wears all the bandage stretch things.
Mm.
The dresses, the skirts, you see it all stretches around.
And what's a good brand for that? Because it's quite hard to find nice
Walford,
body kind.
Walford is the main brand that does all those... they do all those tube dresses and they do these fantastic leggings as well. Walford have just brought out these fake leather leggings that are incredible. You can't tell that they're not leather.
Ooh.
So that's my tip, the Walford leggings.
Great.
They are pricey at about, I think they're about £200. But if you think that a pair of leather trousers is about £1,000 and the fake leather ones, they don't sag.
Ah, oh, that's so good. I hate that about
I've
leather
given
trousers.
Up buying leathers now.
Okay,
really.
So tell me where, if you wanted to go and buy a very nice pair of leather trousers, what would be your three top favourite brands for that?
Balenciaga, basically because they don't sag.
Yeah, but how much are those? I mean, that's an investment.
They're £1,000.
Yeah.
But I have had mine, and this is no exaggeration, 10 years.
Wow.
And I second that. I've had mine for 10 years too, and I have them in three different colours. And sure, it is £1,000. It was about £900 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But they're still the same. They really, really, really don't sag. Do you dry clean yours, or do you just leave them?
I have dry cleaned them, and I got a tip from someone years ago, and they said put them in cold water if you want to freshen them up. And
so
I
you
did.
Just dip them in the bath?
And I did, with a little bit of like baby shampoo, and they were absolutely fine.
Oh my gosh, because I just recently dry cleaned my beige ones, and it's completely changed the shape and the texture of the fabric.
Well, I've still got my old Joseph leggings.
Yes.
So I bought two pairs of Joseph pull-on, elasticated waist leather leggings, and I've had them for about 7 years. They are the cheap version of the Balenciagas, and you would never want to show the waistband.
No.
That's the problem. You can't tuck anything into them because the waistband is highly unflattering. Gives you a slight camel toe. And the legs are great, and they don't sag, and they don't sag around the knees, and they're lovely and tight, but you could never show off the top part.
But I think it sounds like these Walford lookalike leather leggings are a pretty good option, because actually, at the end of the day, you know, even if you go for like a J brand or something like that, you're still looking at £400-£500.
Yeah. And they sag a little bit.
And the complete alternative is that you go Zara or Topshop, where you probably buy a pair for £79, but... unfortunately, the texture, the feel, and the look are just not quite there.
Yeah.
These Walford ones are lovely. And just what you said, so the waistband is really cut well.
Yeah.
So you could even tuck a shirt into the Walford ones. They're really well cut.
I do love Walford. I still buy all my thick denier tights from there.
Well, I have I think it's the
Colorado.
What's
your take on tights? Because actually, yes. So is it better to wear thick denier tights or thin denier tights?
Well, Anything over
or
20,
no tights.
Anything over 20 is not really on trend at the moment.
Really?
But there again, you know, we live in a climate where, you know, girls, it's freezing until March. You know, we're only just coming out of our winter clothes. Mm. So, you know, 40, 50 denny is normal in London when it's freezing. Again, mm. Walford or Falk. Is it Falk? Am I pronouncing it? Falk.
So I have a question for you, Jane. Would you go out even in winter with bare legs, or will you allow yourself to wear a stocking under a dress?
I've been doing 20 denny in the winter for evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I just don't like that look. I mean,
I'm going to go and get both of you a little collection of my stockings right now, and I'm just quickly going to check on my daughter. So you guys keep chatting, and I'm going to go get you a little gift.
We have the tights expert with us. I forgot about that.
Yes, we do. Yes. But I wanted to ask you, because this is something that I'm asked a lot.
Okay.
Where are those hidden boutiques? If you don't want to go to Selfridges, if you don't want to go to Harrods, if you don't want to go to a really big department store, if you've got a little bit more in the bank than Zara, and you want to find some unusual little pieces to wear for either a nice dinner out or a nice weekend away or a special event, something not black tie, something that's, you know, your go-to places when you're not shopping at Matches, Net-a-Porter and the big department stores.
It's a very good question, actually, because so much has moved online.
Yeah.
So this is a really interesting question. I mean, I still love my lovely friend Joanna's boutique, Oxygen.
Oh, yes. So they sell that lovely brand. And what's it
Alexis.
Called? Alexis. Now, this is your hidden secret.
Yes.
You have a lot of gorgeous Alexis things.
Yes, I do. And Oxygen, you know, they've got this lovely hidden sort of off-the-beaten-track boutique. It's just behind Oxford Street. I mean, she's online as well. Like I say, everything is moving online. But she does
lovely...
So that's lovely,
Oxygen.
Yeah, Oxygen. Yeah. Oxygen Boutique online. Mm-hmm. And she does lovely labels, and they're sort of mid-price range. Mm-hmm. She does things like Alice McCall and mm-hmm. Alexis and Ganni and all these very cute mid-range boutiques where you're still looking glamorous and treating yourself to something nice, but you're not top-end designer level.
Yeah. And what are the other brands that you would say are that sort of level? I mean, Tibby, you mentioned. I really like them.
Yes.
I quite like Alice and Olivia as well for some nice
Alice and Olivia, they still do some great things. Yeah. I mean, you can go to the Contemporary Studio in Harrods.
Mm.
So, you know, you think Harrods, oh gosh, expensive, super expensive. Mm. But the Contemporary Studio is all mid-price range.
Is it? And so what are the brands in there?
It's Tibby. It's Alice and Olivia. It's, I'm trying to bring my belt.
Rag and Bone,
Isabel Moron Etoile, which is the diffusion range. They have lots and lots of lovely little American, Australian brands. Yeah. So it's like a little boutique, and it's mid-price range. So I really recommend going to the Contemporary Studio in Harrods, even though you wouldn't think it's affordable. It really is.
Okay, that's interesting. What about you? You've got a couple in Notting Hill that you go to, haven't you? Obviously, Matches is there, which we love.
Well, even though you think Matches is high-end, they're not. They do mid-price range things as well, and their boutique in Notting Hill
There's a
fantastic.
Couple of little boutiques, though, sort of near Matches.
Well, also, you know, I still like the Marge and the Sandro's.
Yeah.
And I've been in recently, and their new collections are really chic. It's like a sort of high street range of Chanel. They've got some beautiful little sort of tweed spring summer dresses.
So what is the spring summer sort of fashion tips? What would you say?
There's a lot of colour. Yellow's big.
Yellow's big. Yeah, good, because I'm bringing out a yellow crossbody.
I love yellow as well. I know, it's gorgeous. Very ladylike. Lots and lots
so
of very
quite
pretty
glamorous
dresses. Yes.
Pretty,
very
feminine.
Pretty, feminine.
Tailored, not tailored?
No, very tailored.
Okay.
There's a lot of these sort of oversized, sort of belted blazers. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with the cycling shorts, but you don't have to go down the cycling short route. And then, like we're saying, it's that very sort of dichotomy between the very sort of chic loungewear and this ladylike summer elegance in bright colours.
So day to day, when you go to the gym, you're doing your elegant loungewear, sportswear brands.
Yes.
And what are your top three sports? What are your top three workout brands?
I love Upside.
Haven't heard of them.
Upside is the leggings I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
They fit.
They're like dance tights in a way.
They
aren't
are, but they have this lovely compression about them.
Ooh, and very nice.
Going
yeah.
back to the bottom conversation, I'm not a fan of mine. So I need to work on that. So in the meantime, I need as much compression in that area as possible. So for that real lift and that hold upside for leggings, PE Nation, again, do fantastic leggings.
With hold as well?
With hold.
Okay.
Lululemon has just brought out a new legging. Can't remember the name of it off, but it actually says that it's that it hold you in.
Okay.
Something to do with holding you in.
Yeah.
So they've just bought, they've got seams on them, which pull you in everywhere.
Oh, nice.
They are super flattering.
Good.
I just bought them in white. Now it
That's dangerous.
Sounds dangerous wearing white bottoms, but because of this compression...
They're thick, are they?
They're thick.
Nice.
And high-waisted. I'm so into the high-waisted.
See, now, this is my problem with sportswear, is I hate my middle. I've had two children.
Yeah.
My middle is not what it used to be. And I work out every day. I'm still going to have loose skin around
but
my middle.
But the hipster look is over. The hipster look's over.
I cannot wear that short bra top with the... And I actually don't... I think for a 40-plus woman, wearing a bra top... I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be ageist here, but wearing a bra top and leggings, I don't necessarily want to walk around flashing my stomach to everybody.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. And do you know what I think is nice when you're 40 plus is the longer crop top version.
Yes. Now they're hard to find.
They're
though.
Very hard
so
to find.
So high waisted bottoms.
Do a high waisted bottom, a longer crop top, and you've got about an inch of
in
flesh showing, or a couple of centimeters.
That's
sorry,
okay.
I'm very old fashioned. A couple of centimeters of flesh showing in the middle. I agree. That whole midriff showing when you're older. I'm not a fan
yeah.
either.
And so age appropriate. What is age appropriate? Can you still do minis? Can you still do shorts? Does it matter what age you are?
It doesn't matter.
If you look good, wear it.
Absolutely.
Feel good.
If you look good, feel good. If you're confident about your legs, I don't think there's an age limit at all. I mean, Christy Brinkley is phenomenal. Mm. She's, I think, 62 or 64. Mm-hmm. I follow her on Instagram and I'm in awe of this lady. She wears exactly the same clothing as what we wear. She wears mini dresses. She wears bikinis.
Yeah.
And she's 62, 64. She works
she
out.
Amazing.
She's in great shape. And she's
Good
proud
her.
Of her body.
Good for her.
I'm honestly, ladies, follow Christy Brinkley on Instagram. She's incredible.
And so so we've got your daytime workout wear look. If you're not going to the gym and doing a workout wear look, what would you wear to a nice meeting if you're going to go, I don't know, up to Mayfair and meet somebody for a working lunch?
I'm quite uniformed, really. I'd sort of say I'm classically elegant. And I always, when I'm shopping for my clients, I make sure you have these sort of capsule pieces in your closet, these go-to pieces. They are slightly investment pieces. You know, it depends on your budget. Mm-hmm. As long as something is cut beautifully and is flattering your shape, then I wear, so I think a good jacket.
Yeah, so a really nice
jacket,
blazer type
A really
jacket.
Beautiful blazer. You can get some nice Walford cami tops to go underneath, or little
so like
vest,
a body,
tank tops, bodies.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And Zara do some really nice tight camis as well.
And if you're looking for great classic shirts to go underneath, Zara, you know, you're putting them under a jacket, so they look just as great. I mean, if you want to splash out, there's nothing that's cut better than a Balmain blazer.
Yes.
And they
that's
are
my go-to.
Timeless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had my black Balmain blazer probably for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, me too.
And they don't change them. They're the same blazers
and
every season.
And you wear like a white t-shirt underneath or a cami or a shirt.
Yeah.
And then what on the bottom?
On the bottom, you either buy your go-to denim that is the most flattering on you or a lovely pair of tailored trousers.
Or flares are in at the moment.
Yeah, and something cropped I think is nice this season. Mm-hmm. And then you can get away...
Cropped jeans?
Or cropped trousers.
Cropped jeans, both. And are they flared or culotte-like?
Not too flared. I think keep it a straight leg.
Keep a
if you're wearing
leg.
It with a blazer. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Flattering.
A cigarette leg?
Yeah.
Yeah,
straight
okay.
Leg,
straight leg.
And then a nice pump or some beautiful flats around or a low.
Or what do we think about a nice trainer with a blazer? I quite like
love
that.
Love it.
Yeah, that's
I love
my
it.
That's my go to.
I love that
blazer.
Boyish tailoring now with a really nice, you know, with a smart trainer like a
McQueen
or a Stella McCartney trainer.
Yeah. I'm popping into Aruna Seth next week to pick up a pair of little bit different trainers. They've got a beautifully embellished diamante butterfly on them for my more sort of chicer meetings, because I can't wear heels in the day now. I just can't.
And you can roll the trouser up a little bit with the trainer and also roll the jacket sleeve up.
Nice.
So you're making it into this casual suit chic.
So blazer, white t-shirt, cami or shirt.
Yeah.
Gorgeous pair of tailored trousers or jeans and either a trainer for that sort of very...
either a trainer, if it's a cool on-the-go meeting, or just a nice closed-toe
nice
pump. Or even a nice
sling
flat.
Bag.
Yeah.
I've seen some lovely Manolo sling bags,
just to give it that sort of more elegant
And
edge.
What sort of bag do you think? Crossbody or a
little... Crossbody's cute.
Birkin style.
A small little tote or a crossbody. I also think...
I do love my little Birkins. But you know what I also loved the other day? Aspinalls have done these new bags with where you can have your name put on.
Yes.
A little bit like the Dior shopper. Yes. Christian Dior on one side, Caroline on the other side. I think it's got a good ring to it.
Well, I love the Aspinall trunk bags. They're so cute. They go from day to night. And I think whatever you're wearing, even if you're wearing jeans and a T-shirt, the little Aspinall trunk bag is just so cute. Mm.
Have you got one, Sif, with your name on?
I've got one without my name on.
But I think we need one with our name on.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Sophie and Caroline? Caroline and Sophie? Oh, I think that's a great idea.
But another thing that I quickly wanted to say
was, do you remember, Jane, when Balmain did the collection where they put tennis balls into the shoulder, instead of shoulder pads, they put tennis balls. And they did a couple of years of collections. I think it was probably 2009, 2010, with a lot of diamante buckles.
Very Joan Collins.
Very, very Joan Collins. Mm. And even more so with the tennis ball... with a tennis ball in the shoulder pads. Yep. But what I did, because I used these when I was filming Denmark's Next Top Model, and they were super cool at the time. And I put them on about a year ago, and they looked utterly ridiculous. But then I got a really good tailor to come in and remove the tennis balls and make it into a beautiful, normal, tailored shoulder. And then I got them to cut the arm length off as well. So I completely changed my coat. And today it looks incredible.
That's really cool.
And it is. And that's another thing that I think is really brilliant. For example, I've collected Chanel coats for as long as I can remember. I even have a couple from my mum's generation. Mm. And they're still timeless, but occasionally I do a little tweak. Mm. I make a long-sleeved one that I think is a little bit frumpy. I make it into a short sleeve.
Idea.
And I love the fact that you can bring your coats into Chanel and you can ask them to change it and they'll do it.
That's very good.
Without
clever.
Even raising an
and
eyebrow. And all of a sudden,
point.
You have changed your investment to something you, again, will want to wear.
And I think that's a really good point, actually. When you buy something in a shop that you really want to have, you like the style, you like the trend, you like it, but it just doesn't quite suit your body type.
Having a good seamstress is
take
the
it to
answer.
The tailor and have it all fitted to yourself. Have it tweaked, have it nipped, have it tucked, take a sleeve up, let a hem down. Whatever you feel is going to make that look good on you. It might not look good on Caroline, but it might look good on me. It might look great on Jane. It might look awful on me. But just, you know, find out what suits you. Find a really good tailor. I've got one on the Ifield Road. He is amazing. He's called Unique Tailors. If anyone in England is looking for a tailor and wants something, he does it in 24 hours. He's got a little shop and he is incredible. He'll literally change anything.
Okay, I've got to talk about an incredible tailor as well. On Beach and Place, she's called Alexia Alterations. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with this Brazilian dress, but it was a size 44, where I am
That's
size
big.
36 maybe. Yeah. But I absolutely loved it and I could envision it being
what
just
you
completely
wanted.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And I went to, they recommended a tailor, the actual Brazilian designer. Mm. But I went there and it didn't work at all. Joseph recommended another tailor. Mm. They couldn't really get it to work either. I then went to Alexia. And she has quite a few seamstresses. Mm. One called Beata, the most elegant seamstress I've ever seen in my entire life, with hair to her bottom in silver.
Wow, she sounds amazing.
The most
amazing.
Beautiful glasses, the highest heels, the longest nails. But she took this Brazilian dress from a size 44 down to a size 36. It looks unbelievable.
Wow.
And the reason why
Good
I thought
know.
This was incredible was sometimes when you go and do the sales, and I'm sorry, I
love the sales because I feel really, really good when I go and... Let me give you an example. Last winter, I bought two Giambattista Valli dresses that were both almost £3,000, and I got them for £400 in Harvey Nichols, the minus 80%. They were the wrong
size.
That's
something I want to bring up with you, is the Vestiaire secondhand.
Yeah. I took them to Elixir, and these dresses have now been taken down to my size.
Amazing.
So it really was worth
the wait. It's worth the wait. Yeah,
and,
I agree with
and
you.
And to be honest with you, I really do like buying the highest quality, and I do buy the highest quality brand. And I would prefer to buy less, but buy the highest quality. Mm. And it just does make me feel better to buy it in the sale. And I do find that these days there has been such suffocation on fashion that all the brands seem to have all the sizes, even when you go for the sale.
Yeah,
it's true.
So, yeah, but so we've got our fantastic daytime look, which you can translate into night. Now, how would you translate your blazer, your white t-shirt, your cami, your jeans or your tailored trousers and your trainers? What bits would you tweak to turn that into a nighttime outfit? What could you take with you?
I'd put those fake leather trousers on for the
you
evening.
You would, okay.
And put a higher heel, whether it's an open toe or a boot or a closer.
And those fold down into nothing, so you can pop them in your bag.
Yeah, can roll them.
Yeah, pop a pair of heels in your tote bag.
Absolutely. Put something silky on under the blazer.
Take a nice pair of earrings to jazz it up a little bit.
Earrings.
Take your lipstick.
I mean, big earrings are back in again.
Take your lipstick, your dry shampoo, bit of extra makeup in your bag, high heels, your Wolford leather look leggings, your blazer, and you're ready for a night out.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I love that. That's really translatable.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Now, you always look knockout in the evening. So what are your go-to nighttime outfits? Because you don't, obviously, I want to hear about the fabulous little dresses that you always have and where you buy those from. But if you're not going to wear a dress and you want to do something a bit more, you know, casual, but smarter than your daytime look, what would you go for in the evening?
I'm really into beautiful blouses. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going for dinner, when you're sat down for dinner, from the waist up, is what people are focusing on. It depends. If you're going to a drinks party and you're standing up, I think a dress or a jumpsuit is fantastic.
So now where would you get your dress or your jumpsuit
from? Well, I'm Matches Fashion. That's my go-to place. I'm an online girl.
Yeah.
So call it lazy. I don't know, whatever, but I know my size. Mm.
Is your size? Are you UK 8?
6 to 8. Depends on what's comfortable. It depends on the designer. Every designer comes up differently, which is why you need a good tailor, seamstress. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'll buy something and I tweak it. Mm. If I like it, I tweak it. I agree. Mm. And I've got short arms.
Because actually, sometimes you can be between a 6 and an 8, or an 8 and a 10, or a 10 and a 12. Yeah, and the 12's too big, the 10's too small. You're an 11, and it's got to be tweaked under the arms to have a nice shape. And round
I'm
the
a
waist.
9, actually. I'm not an 8. I'm not a 10. I'm a 9.
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah, it could be pulling on your bust, but it's too big on your hips. So you've got to get the one and tweak it.
So sorry, I interrupted you. Where would you get your dresses? Well, matches.
Matches Fashion's my go-to.
What's your go-to labels?
Yeah, what are the brands?
Well, I know one of them because I remember seeing you actually two times in your self-portrait and you look incredible.
Oh, yes. Self-portrait.
See, I'm
but
not
you've got
always.
The unusual ones. You've got that Australian one that you wear. What's that Australian one that you wear?
Not Zimmerman?
No. There's a guy, Stuart? I can't remember. That you told me about him once. Really fabulous little Australian...
Beckham Bridge, no.
No.
I love, mind you, I'm crazy about Australian brands.
Okay, just reel off some.
Well, and you know, my girlfriend, it's not always about being really expensive either. I will have some beautiful, I'm obsessed with Alexandre Vauthier, who I get for matches. I mean, his dresses are cut to perfection.
Is he Australian?
No.
Oh, well,
no, Alexandre Vauthier. He has a store in Paris. And if I'm Vauthier buying a beautiful dress, I go to Lounge Boutique, Massa in Lounge Boutique. I love, they do David Comer, Alexandre Vauthier. So I'm obsessed with their dresses.
What is Lounge Boutique and where is it?
Oh, if you don't know this boutique.
Don't know it.
You're crazy. It's my go-to place for buying all my clients like special pieces.
Okay, so where is it?
It's called Lounge 29, yeah. And it's on 29 Lounge Street.
Where is Lounge Street?
They is just, that just by the Carlton Towers?
Correct. Oh. And they just do
is
evening
Is that where
wear.
Hervé Léger used
to be? It used to be Hervé Léger.
Ah.
But now they do David Comer, Alexandre Vauthier, Reformation. They do all these incredibly cool
and just
brands.
Evening wear?
It's evening wear. I would call it an evening wear boutique. So if you need something special... That's where you go.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So I have a really good question for you now, Jane, because the thing is when you buy something really special, whether you spend £800, £1,000, £2,000, £5,000, £10,000, whatever it might be, these pieces are super special. And when you've worn them once, people will remember that you've worn them. So the wear of it compared to the cost of it is... For me, sometimes a little bit difficult to justify. Yeah. But then recently I went to this charity event in Gucci and I met these two lovely, lovely girls who said, we love your wardrobe. We love what you wear. Would you ever consider renting your dresses out? Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is genius, actually.
Yeah.
This is absolutely... Of course you have a guarantee that they're going to take care of it, that nothing will happen
replace
to it.
Yeah.
But to actually rent your dresses out, what do you think?
This is Wardrobe HQ. This is Sasha.
Tina Lake.
Tina and Sasha. And they have just launched Wardrobe HQ. So it's the American version is Rent the Runway. And they are taking all the ladies' gorgeous wardrobes in London.
Op Rent
and Front Row. My lovely girlfriend Sheikha in Front Row, and they are taking these very, very, very special pieces. So you've got a couple of these companies now. So the three of them: Wardrobe HQ, Op Rent.
Let me just write this down.
Okay.
Wardrobe
HQ.
Yeah.
Now they're renting everything from high end to mid range to even your low end pieces.
Okay.
And then they'll sell it off at the end if you don't want it back.
Okay.
And then you've got for the special pieces, you've got Op Rent and Front Row.
And which is good for which?
Well, Op Rent and Front Row are your sort of Balmain, your Alexandre Vauthier. They are those very, very expensive pieces.
Yeah, I borrow a lot from Op Rent because it's great. I don't have excess cash to fork out on that one-off piece that you're only going to wear on one occasion, as you say, Caroline. I don't want to buy a really expensive evening gown that I'm going to wear and everybody's going to take a photograph of it and then I don't want to wear it again.
Do you know, I think times have changed. I mean, years ago, I used to buy these black tie dresses.
And then they sit in your wardrobe
for
years.
They'd hang in my wardrobe and collect dust for 10 years. Would I buy a black tie dress now? Not really. Maybe if it was for an engagement or a wedding or something really, really important. But if it was just a normal black tie...
Your upcoming wedding. I can already see us, Jane, sitting there in Vera Wang in New York.
She's got to find a husband.
Like Charlotte last night on Sex and the City. I'm using his inspiration as I was laying in my bath, watching Charlotte look at Vera Wang dresses. That's going to be us sooner than you know.
She's got a few suitors.
One day.
But you haven't found your knight in shining armor yet, have you?
No, not at all. I'm very much single.
But darling heart, where is your future wedding dress from?
Gosh.
Valentino?
Gosh, that's a really good question. I really
liked
don't
know. Poppy Delevingne's that she had There's made so by many. Chanel.
I mean, I would so love beautiful. Tom Ford to come to my house and, you know, design one for me, if you're listening, Tom.
I don't think he is.
Dear future husband.
It won't be cheap, I don't think, sadly. But no. I remember seeing, I think it was Robbie Williams' bride, his wife, Ada. Is it Ada?
Oh, really?
And she, when they got married, she had this, it's an American designer. Sorry, I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. Amazing. And she came out in this most incredible dress that she's got an amazing body anyway. And halfway through the wedding, the skirt came off.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
The skirt came off. And it turned into this insane mini dress. And I thought, wow.
I've been to the last two weddings I've been through. So Gabriella Peacock did that with hers. Is the long flowing gowny bit of the dress is undone. And then you've got this super slinky lace, tight, gorgeous little polar neck, you know, high neck dress for the
evening. I would definitely do that, because when would I wear a wedding dress again?
Oh, it's such a good idea, Blasey. 100%
have it made into two things.
Love it.
So that's what I would do.
Love it. Okay, so back to our... So now, what are your... So in our evening wear, what do you put with the blouse? So you're wearing a lovely blouse. It's your first date. You want to look fabulous, but not too over the top. You're going to wear your dresses to the cocktail parties, but you're sitting at dinner. What do you wear on your bottom half? Jeans or leather trousers?
I'm very much a jeans or leather trousers girl in the evening.
And heels.
And heels, high-heeled boots with them.
Where are the heels from?
Or high-heeled Cassoday or Louboutin or Gianvito Rossi's.
Yeah,
love Gianvito.
Yeah. You know,
it's worth investing in those, isn't it?
It is. I'm all about, you know, I'm going to give a shout out here to my gorgeous friend Carla from Fashion Dolls. It's a little online boutique where I do buy a lot of things now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're priced between £50 and £200. And for clothing.
Oh, wow.
For clothing.
And then you invest in the shoes to go with it.
Yes, but okay. I don't buy high street shoes. I think I buy less. I think less is more.
I totally agree.
When it comes
with you.
To handbags and shoes, and as Caroline said, coats, I think they're investment pieces.
Yeah, I agree. I've got 5 pairs of high-heeled pumps. That is it.
I don't think I've even
and
got
I ro- yeah. I rotate them. They're from Louboutin. They're from Gianvito Rossi. Yeah. They're from... I've got a pair of Manolos. I've got a pair of Jimmy Choo's. And I've got another pair of Louboutins. And I rotate them. And that's it.
I hardly buy shoes anymore. I just
because I know that those are the 5 pairs I like. I've got a nude pair, a black pair, a Perspectum black pair, a silver pair, and a gold pair. And I rotate them with my jeans.
I buy more trainers.
Yeah, me too.
Than I do high heels anymore.
I'm not going to tell you how many shoes I have.
I've seen your wardrobe.
You need to start renting that stuff out.
Because I was doing
rent the wardrobe.
But you know, the funny thing is, if you think about all those years that I did my top model TV shows and my Baroness moves in TV shows, for each season that I did, I came home with 20 pairs of shoes. Mm. So if I did 2 or 3 seasons of TV, I would be bringing home 40 to 60 pair of designer shoes.
Yeah.
And
poor you.
Yeah, poor me.
What
I went,
did you do with that?
first world
problem. But you know what I actually did? I last winter went through my wardrobe and I took over 150 pairs out.
Gosh.
50% I sold.
Wow.
50% I gave to
girlfriends. So suffocation.
Sorry,
suffocation.
50 I sold, 50 I gave to girlfriends, and 50 I gave to charity.
Excuse me. Where was my pair?
We don't share shoe size, do we?
So I don't know. I charity.
What's your shoe size?
38.
Oh.
There's a very guilty look on her face.
Well,
now.
luckily, I'm starting my next TV show in the next couple of months, so more shoes to come up,
great,
my darling.
I'll be there with
but
my bag
Caroline's
at the door.
Got a good excuse. She has a tights company. She needs shoes to show off the tights.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
we go.
Well, I bought down some tights for you, my love. Sophie's
Thank
on the
you.
Table. Yours are here, Jane.
Oh, I'm so excited.
In a nutshell, we've got our cocktail dresses for our cocktail parties or occasional dinners if we're going to a very fancy one at Annabelle's, then maybe a little dress is appropriate for that.
Yes.
But a regular lovely dinner out on a date or with a nice group of friends or a nice group of girlfriends. Your most recent purchase, I love.
Which
your
one
shoulder velvet with little Diamante.
Oh, yes, Isabel Moron. Lovely.
Okay, that's gorgeous. I think with one black shoulder, leather trousers.
Yeah, one shoulder tops are fantastic, and I think they're flattering on most people as well. It's a lovely neckline, and it's very eveningy if you're wearing something casual on the bottom.
Which one? Yeah. Show me which one.
So we're talking here, just to sum up here, we're talking daytime blazers, dressed down with a pair of trainers, a lovely pair of tailored trousers or jeans.
I love a good
jeans.
Jumpsuit as well.
Oh, we haven't talked
Don't
about jumpsuits.
Don't underestimate a jumpsuit.
And I'm trying on...
If you can find one that fits well...
I find it hard.
Super chic.
So where do you get your jumpsuits?
Oh, there's so many jumpsuits. I mean, Rolla Moray does great ones.
Oh, yeah, but they're so expensive.
Those are top end.
I love Donna Ida's new denim.
Donna Ida's denim one.
Mercedes, gorgeous.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Isabel Miranda's jumpsuits as well.
Really?
I've seen quite... Jumpsuits are really
I need you to
really
help
big.
Me find some jumpsuits, Jane, because I that is actually something I love
and
to throw on.
And you can dress
on.
Them up or down.
It's so easy. It's
dress
one
them down with trainers.
It's one item of clothing.
They're
it's
amazing.
My favourite thing
but
to wear.
But they've got to fit. They've got
I know,
to be
and that's the problem.
They've
I've got my David Comer one, which I love for the evening,
amazing.
Which is my G.I. Jane with lots of chains and belts and super cool.
My favourite one is a brand called Safia. And they're
haven't
a London, it's an English brand.
Do they have
Safia.
A shop?
They're on Net-a-Porter, if anyone wants to look. Their tailoring is incredible.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Safia.
And it's spelled S-A-F-I-Y-A-A, Safia.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
S-A...
F for Freddie.
Yeah.
I-Y... Double A, Safia. They are, it's an English company and their tailoring's amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I can recommend their jumpsuits. Their red jumpsuit that I've got is probably my favourite thing in my entire wardrobe.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely
oh, wow.
amazing.
What does it look like?
It's strapless.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got a almost choker neckline.
Mm.
So it's beautifully cut with a flared trouser. You can wear it. You know the great thing about jumpsuits, if it's tailored, you can wear it to a black tie event.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are investment. So
and I love them. I love casual ones with a pair of trainers for the day. I think it's such a funky look.
They have it in Net-a-Porter in black, I think, at the moment.
It's my favourite mum on the run look with a pair of trainers, zip down at the front, little, you know, daytime jumpsuit. I love it.
Me too.
Really love it.
34. So I'll be a 36, right?
Yes. Depends. Depends on the
And then for the evening, a bit more glam. Wide leg is good. Strapless is good.
Yeah, strapless. One shoulder's massive for this spring, summer again.
Okay.
So I would invest in a few one shoulder tops and, keep the bottom simple and just flattering. I always just think that the bottom half should be as flattering to your shape as possible rather than trying to be trendy.
And what about
trendy.
Little summer outfits? Where would you buy your summer dresses?
If you want affordable, I love Fashion Dolls online.
Mm-hmm.
I buy so many pieces from there now, mix and match.
And what's the one?
Yeah.
What's the one that you wear that Caroline mentioned? What did you just mention? Self Portrait.
Yeah, they do.
They're pretty good, aren't
things.
They? Tibby's good.
Tibby's good. Self Portrait's everywhere now. I think they have they have concessions everywhere.
Yeah.
Where else? And then I just wanted to quickly go back into what Caroline was saying about culling and renting your wardrobe and all the rest of it. I'm obsessed with just clearing out as much stuff as possible now.
Yeah.
And then you're sort of giving yourself some cash to buy something else from this season.
And you've got some more space in your wardrobe.
And you've got some space. And this is becoming sustainable fashion and not having so many, having not so many things anymore, but having things that you love, I think is more important now rather than this crazy shopping.
And getting rid of everything.
Yeah,
you know, wear it for a year.
It's cleansing.
And then get rid of it and refresh it. Keep your investment pieces.
Yeah.
Get rid of the stuff you're not wearing and reinvest your new yearly wardrobe at the start of the year. And you actually do that as part of your service, don't you?
Do.
You do a wardrobe clear
out.
As
part of my styling service now, I cull the wardrobe and I collaborate with companies that will sell your pieces.
Mm.
It used to be such a gap in the market that, you know, you take all these things out of the wardrobe and you'd be like, well, what am I going to do with them now? And eBay is saturated and it's difficult. And now there's so many fantastic
companies. There's Depop,
companies.
Which is quite good.
Depop, if you want to do it yourself, Depop is amazing. And then you can promote it on your Instagram as Sophie and I have done, and sales are really quick.
Yeah.
If you don't have the time or don't want to do it yourself, there's a wonderful concierge service in London and all of the UK actually called Timpany. And that's T-I-M-P-A-N-Y. And
then, Vestiaire is another one, isn't it?
Timpani come to your home, take all your stuff, and then you can...
I've got a company who does that for me called eBloggers.
There's Huey, hardly ever worn it. They do the same service. And Vestiaire does have a concierge service
and
as well.
And also, I have to say with Vestiaire, I went to... the races with you the other day to Cheltenham, and one of the girls I was with had the most exquisite winter camel Chloe coat, and I said to her, oh my gosh, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It must have cost you a fortune. She said 200 quid Vestiaire. I could have ripped it off her back. I was so coat envied out. I mean, it was, I just thought, how clever to actually go and, you know, rifle through all of the pieces.
I mean, you know, even as a stylist and being, you know, at the forefront of fashion, I see everything. I'm not going to lie to you. I ruined a pair of my favourite Saint Laurent shoes. I'd worn them to death. I wear everything to death if I love it. And they're no longer part of Saint Laurent's collection.
Which ones are they? Because I've got quite a few.
It's a pump.
Oh, yes, I've got quite a few.
Okay, I'll be buying Caroline's shoes now then.
I've got black, I've got yellow, I've got painted with a very, very thin heel.
It's a thin heel, it's a platform, I think. It's actually called the Jane Pump, I think.
Yes, I think I have quite a lot of those.
Right, well, I'll be stealing Caroline's wardrobe now. I went on Vestiaire and I Googled them and found a pair my size and replaced them. Yeah. And instead of £600, I got them for £250, and replaced them. So I am really, you know... Yeah. I use these.
It's great for recycling. It's great if your budget's not huge. Yeah. It's great if you need to clear out your wardrobe. I mean, certainly when I moved house from my, you know, when I slightly downsized, I got rid of probably 70% of my wardrobe, of which I sold most myself on Depop.
And I bet you don't miss it.
I don't miss anything.
You don't.
I really don't. And I, you know, as I said, I culled down to 5 pairs of pumps. I haven't bought a new pair of pumps in a year because I don't need any more, because I know those look great with jeans. They make my legs look long and I'm happy with them. And I really don't see anything that I need. That's the other thing. You know, I sometimes look through Net-a-Porter to get inspiration, even if I'm not buying, just to see what's out there. And I think to myself, I'm happy I'm not looking, because I can't find anything I like more than what I've already got.
That's another great thing to do as well. Look on these sites, keep up with how people are styling things.
That's what I do.
And then go into your wardrobe and,
then go to Zara.
Try and duplicate the same style.
Or buy things that are trending, that are expensive, and then find it in Zara or H&M or Topshop.
Exactly. So have that image, have that look in your head that you want to recreate. Use your wardrobe and try and buy some pieces and mix and match your wardrobe.
So when you're doing somebody's wardrobe for them, if somebody wants to do it themselves, what are your tips for clearing out? What should you get rid of? What should you replace? What should you invest in?
Okay, well, firstly...
And is this a service that you do?
Yes, this is wardrobe management, culling, wardrobe management, whatever you... Wardrobe therapy, whatever we want to call it.
Should you try everything on?
Well...
Or not?
You can take things out and you can look at it. If it's looking very worn and you're thinking... I'm wearing this, you know, you only have one life. Life is short. I think you have to look your best. And yes, we keep pieces, I keep things in at home for watching TV in, you know, the scruffiest sweat bottoms, track bottoms, you know, old leggings, you just, I don't know why.
Yeah, they're so lovely,
but they're like
those
comfort
pieces.
Blankets,
yeah.
You know, for some
it's like getting a hug from your clothes.
It is. I keep those, you know, pieces just for that. But if you're going out, you know, you should wear things that are not too scruffy. And when things are worn, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Give it to charity.
But what about if you're going into somebody's wardrobe and they are fully loaded with every single designer? I mean, like, we're talking about somebody with a big budget here. Yeah. And you go in and they say, I want to get rid of stuff. How do you get rid of it?
Okay.
What do you get rid of?
It's funny when you look at people's closets. Women, it's a psychology. Mm. You go into closets and everyone will have, like one lady whose closets I went into recently, she had about 30 pink blouses. And I'm like, why do you have 30 pink blouses? And she said, because she forgets. So every time she goes shopping or goes out, she sees a pink blouse and thinks, oh, that's pretty, I look lovely in pink. Goes home and adds it to the rest of the pink blouses.
Yeah.
And we all do the same. Our wardrobes can be quite repetitive. And we don't realise.
I've got too much black.
We're constantly picking something because our head knows that we look quite good in that.
Yeah.
So I'll go to somebody's wardrobe and she'll have, say, I don't know, 60 black dresses or 25 black blazers. Mm. So in that case, we get them all out in your underwear, and I will make her try every single one of those black blazers on. Mm. And out of those 25, probably only five of those blazers you will need to keep that you look amazing in. The fabric is fantastic. It fits you properly. The rest of them are just collecting dust.
Yeah, agreed.
So we sell them on. Yeah. So we try everything on, yes.
Yeah. Where do you sell them on?
To one of the second designer resale designer places.
which
And who do you really like?
So well, Timpani.
Yeah. But so Vestiaire, you love
Vestiaire, Huey, Timpani. One of the concierge ones that come and pick it up for you.
What?
But Timpani's the one I'm collaborating with at the moment because they are doing fantastically well.
I've got to say, I'm not happy with Huey. I sold a lot of things through Huey, and they sold two of my Birkin bags for under half of the price of what I said they could sell them at. Oh. They've lost so many of my belongings.
Oh, no. That's not good.
And I'm so sorry to bring this up, but I am so disappointed by this company that was recommended to me by Caroline, actually.
Oh, God, I thought...
Well, it's a service, and if you're not happy with it, you're not happy.
And no, I was really, really disappointed. And I think you've got to be so careful about who you sell your things to these
now, that
days.
That is the only problem with the secondhand, is they do take a big markup. So I had an amazing... I got so fed up with shipping stuff out myself from Depop.
Mm.
I would go down to the post office. They actually thought I had a shop. They said to me, oh, is this a new business? You have a shop now? I said, no, these are my clothes that I'm selling. So I would go in with bags to the post office and spend 2 hours in the post office labelling up packages, which I send all over the UK on Depop. And when I'd finally drained myself of all energy of doing that, I actually sent it all off to e-bloggers. And they send somebody to pick up all the items in a big bag, take it away, they'll price it all, they won't tell you how much they're going to sell it for.
Mm.
And then at the end of the month, they'll give you a check. Now, it's okay, because it's a great service, you don't have to ship it out yourself. The only problem is, I was making a lot more money from Depop, because I was doing it myself. So I was quite surprised that some of the nice items I had on there were sold for £80, and I probably would have sold them for
£200.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you've got the time, I think do it yourself on Depop. Mm. It is time consuming, and you will spend most of your time in the post office.
Yeah.
But Timpani, honestly, are fantastic, and you can agree the prices with them. And if you don't like it, then you put it yourself on Depop.
Yeah.
And it's a shame Caroline's disappointed with that. But
no, but you know, the thing is that I was recommended them over a year ago, and I gave them so many incredible things. And the communication, I don't know if you've experienced that the staff changes very, very regular basis. And so their excuse... No, I do want to talk about it, because this is actually something that I'm really disappointed about.
Cut.
And in the 8 months, for a period of eight months, there would be one girl who would be taking care of my account, and I would agree prices with her.
Mm.
Then she would end up selling, and we're talking about Birkins here, you know, a Birkin that I've,
for example,
said, I don't want this to be sold for under a certain amount, and then they go and sell it, but for under half, and then they take their commission from that under half, so you...
Mm. Yeah, no, that's dangerous. I think in all circumstances...
I'm going to talk more about this another time, because...
But I think, actually, do it yourself. Do it yourself for big value items. Do it yourself.
But I think Jane is so super interesting, and I think a lot of our listeners actually have a lot of questions that they would probably really like to ask Jane. So I think, guys, after you've heard this podcast, I suggest you DM Sophie and I as many of your questions as possible, because
we'll
are going to get Jane back for a part two. And she will be able to answer all your wonderful fashion questions.
Yeah, because there's so many more. There's ski wear, there's equestrian wear, there's what to wear at Ascot, there's what to wear to a wedding.
First date.
Yeah, we have many, many more questions. Yes. But Jane, thank you so much. Your invaluable knowledge will keep us all looking hot and ready to go. So thanks, Angel.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.